DeSantis signs bill giving more care to retired canines, good boys deserve it. By Amy Furr on June 13, 2022. Florida's retired police canines will soon receive additional care, thanks to Governor Ron DeSantis, R. DeSantis recently signed SB 226, launching the Care for Retired Police Dogs program. WTSP reported Friday, requiring the state's Department of Law Enforcement to have a nonprofit take over the program. In Florida, we back the blue, and that includes the canines that are often the first to go into a dangerous situation, DeSantis said, adding, after dedicating their lives to protecting and serving our communities. It is important that we ensure that these canines are cared for by providing the resources necessary for handlers or adopters to afford their veterinary care. A photo showed DeSantis holding the legislation while surrounded by law enforcement officers. Social media users praised the move, one person writing, "Thanks for being the best governor in the USA. The good boys deserve it," another replied. According to the governor, some handlers adopt their canines. Therefore, they have several of the dogs living with him, which made care costly. The program offered up to $1,500 reimbursement for regular veterinary bills, and things covered under the program included checkups, vaccinations, parasite prevention treatments, medication, and emergency care. The program has an appropriation of $300,000 in recurring funds, a press release said. For a retired service dog to qualify, an owner must show valid documentation of the dog's retirement from law enforcement and that the dog served for 5 or more years. A dog that has served 3 or more years and was injured in the line of duty then retired is also eligible. The law will take effect at the beginning of July. Another Florida law allowed first responders to transport and treat canines injured in the line of duty after DeSantis signed the bill in June 2021, Breitbart News reported at the time.